G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is the 2 minute warning for round 8. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please do that. Leave us a rating and leave us a review. Alright, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined at Casa del Ellis today by Xavier Ellis and from quarantine again, Ryan Daniels. How are we, gents?
I'm really well, mate.
Good. 3 days to go. Yeah,
Ryan,
3 more days.
Tell us about your groin.
Yeah, let's get straight into this.
Do we have to get straight into the groin?
Yeah, straight in.
That's our style, All right, straight into the groin.
So I just discussed everybody just at the start of the podcast so they all turn off. So last week, I've been in quarantine nearly 2 weeks now, and last week I had the kids on my own for a day, and I was under the pump, and towards the end of the day, I just noticed a little bit of pain in sort of the upper leg area. Not quite the, you know, all the business, but just to the left of the business.
Close enough.
Close enough for concern. So I thought, I better get this checked out. So when you're in quarantine, you're actually allowed to go to emergency. You're not allowed to go anywhere else, but if you've got an emergency, you can go there. So I rang my GP, and they said, look, go to Charlie's, go to the emergency ward, and they'll sort you out. Went there. Basically, the guy said, you'll be fine. Take these antibiotics. Got worse over 2 days. Went back. Next thing you know, I'm in emergency surgery to have this, what they call an abscess removed, the size of a golf ball from the side of my leg. And it's in the worst possible spot. It's like in the sort of crease between your business and your leg. So every time you take a step, oh, mate, and the pain. And then now I've got a nurse that comes over every day, and that's not as hot as it sounds, by the way. A nurse comes over every day, changes the dressing, and then pours this like alcohol solution on it. And I haven't said to the wife that it's as bad as childbirth yet, but it is.
You've gone there. I wonder what percentage of our listeners have had children and how much have just turned off with that ridiculous call.
Well, I'd like to know the percentage that have had an abscess removed and had children, because I wonder if there's a person who can give me the comparison. Because I reckon
a lot of ladies,
if childbirth's that bad, I'm amazed there's that many kids in the world.
Mate, a lot of ladies who go through childbirth get those bloody abscess things and stuff. And
yeah, that's true.
So
that's
just true. Got to hold fort on the ridiculous comparisons, mate.
Xavier Ellis, a feminist.
I am. Let's get cracking, because I'm also a father of the year today.
Oh, you got a one-on-one?
Yeah, so I'm one-on-one. And if anyone mentions the word swimming pool in front of my son, I will drown them, because there's no chance of getting in the swimming pool today.
All right, well, let's kick it off. Oh, who's it? See, we've mixed up the set, the positions and everything.
Why don't you get the teams? I'll do the timing and all that sort of
hoopla. All right, done.
Look at you guys.
Mate, so we're all going.
It's a slick product, this one.
We're agile, all that. Right. Well, let's kick it off with Adelaide. That's me. hang on. We've got to talk about what we're doing today.
Oh, shit. Well, mate, you're in charge. You have lost, honestly. Hey, Rhino.
I've lost the plot.
Have you got anyone? What's the alternative newspaper to the West?
There is none.
There isn't one.
I need to get your rival. I need a rival of yours to replace you.
They bought all the newspapers. There's no other papers left.
There are no rivals.
Well, you've been shit out, so lift yourself. What are we doing?
The Post, mate. Rhino, you go. This was your idea. Why don't you lay it out?
No, this was X's idea.
All right. So for the 2 minute warning this week, obviously we speak about every club. I want us to nominate a trade piece from every club. So who should the club look to be trading? Not because they're shit, but who could you get reasonable value for? Why you trade them, and what you reckon you'd get for them, potentially a suitor for the player. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So you'll have Adelaide.
All right, well, let's kick it off with Adelaide. So I've gone the obvious one straight up with Adelaide, because it's already on the table, and the bloke said that he's likely to have to go, which is Brad Crouch.
Yeah, right.
The question is, what do you get from him and where he goes? Gold Coast probably not still in the market for him, you'd suggest.
No.
So there's like, is it North Melbourne just because they've got
Melbourne got money. But how old's Brad Crouch?
Well, Brad Crouch is mid to late 20s.
Mid
25.
Yeah, mid 20s.
26, yeah.
What's he worth financially?
You still get a first rounder for Crouch.
Oh, man, I reckon he's drifted.
Yeah, so
I really do.
I think you could have got a top 10 a couple of years ago. Now it's like 18.
So do you reckon Brad Crouch, Rhino, he came onto the scene with a couple of big games and then missed missed a lot of footy with injuries. Did Brad Crouch? Yeah. He won the best and fairest last year, but Adelaide had their shit going on. Do we think that Brad Crouch is the Brad Crouch that people like clubs are trading for? Does that make sense? Like,
I don't think we quite know what Brad Crouch is. Yeah. Like, we, as you touched on there, in his opening years, he was this, you know, this great white hope that sort of never played because he was always injured.
Yeah.
Then he played, well. He comes back, he wins the BNF last year. Now he's sort of gone under the radar because the team's going so that is the real Brad Crouch. That's the question. But I think based on what he's probably earning for Adelaide, he's a BNF winner, his age. I think if you're talking compensation, then he would be a first-round compensation pick because he ticks all of those boxes. But yeah. In terms of what a club would pay him now, you'd have to be the right club. You'd have to be a club that needs a big inside experienced mid.
Would it be 600?
Who are those clubs? Who's going to pay him? Yeah, you'd pay him 600 grand.
Yeah, you'd get 600 somewhere. Well, it depends about what percentage everything gets cut for the next couple of years.
Traditional times.
Yeah.
You're eating 600 fair or are you thinking 800?
Yeah, he's probably thinking 800.
He's thinking 800.
He's thinking 800, yeah, but he's getting 6.
Well, I think 600 is about fair.
Yeah, I think somewhere around that mark, 6 or 8, depending on if there's a bidding war or not. But I still like Brad Crouch. Mm. I think there's something there.
Who's up next? Brisbane.
Brisbane Lions. All right, well, I've gone with Alex Witherden. So he was pick 23. He's 22 at the end of the year. I thought had been around a little bit longer than that. He played a lot of football in his first couple of years. 54 games. He's lost his position to Stasevich and Leicester.
Yeah.
Leicester and those guys are playing. He's sitting in the twos. Well, not there's no twos at the moment. I think that he's probably the one that holds value, and I'd say a late first round, early second round for Alex Witherden. I think he's a good player, and I think he'd be so well suited at Geelong. I think they've got old crusties at Geelong and a lot of blow-ins, but I think Geelong's a really good option. He's a Geelong boy from St. Joey's. I think that at the age of 22, I reckon he still fetch a late first for him or an early second.
Yeah. I can't see them getting a late first for a guy that they won't pick. Like, I mean, where's the market value here? If you traded him a year ago when he was a rising star, he was in the 22 and under.
He was the laser foot off halfback.
He looked like an absolute weapon. At that point, you could have named your price. But a late first now might be a stretch. There's a reason they're not picking him, whether it be form or attitude or what. Mm. Like, who knows what it is, but he's not in their best 22. And they've made changes this year, and he's still not getting in. He's in the squad this week. Maybe he gets
the game. Yeah, so he's named on the extended bench.
I don't think he's getting a
late first. He's 22. I reckon he's 22.
I think you get a late first.
Who would you take, Brad Crouch or Alex Witherden?
I'd take Witherden.
Yeah, I reckon I'd have a crack at Witherden, I reckon.
Yeah.
I honestly do.
Please. Then why aren't Brisbane playing him then? Is it just that Fagan doesn't like him?
But he's 22. Like, those blokes can have bad years.
Yeah, he was 21 last season. Like, he hardly had a hair on it.
Yeah.
I'd still take a punt on him, but I'm not giving up a first-round pick or a late first-round pick for Alex Witherden. Not if he's not playing. I'd give a second.
What about if you get a third back?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if there's something included in it. But to pay a first-round pick for a guy who... But Fagan's a smart guy. Brisbane are a smart club now. Like, there's a reason this guy's not in their 22. Carlton. Now, one of our listeners, Zane, messaged me this. This is why I wanted the Blues this week. Do you know that the Blues last weekend had the third oldest list of players in the 22? Third oldest. So Geelong and Hawthorn were the two oldest. Then it was Carlton. And then it was West Coast and North. They had 5 players over 30. Now, obviously, a guy like Cade Simpson drags their age up.
Cade and Eddie, take them two out, and they're probably the youngest.
Exactly. Yeah, they're one of the youngest, but they've got a lot of older dudes.
No, they do.
Look, to pick one specific player here, I've got one that's obvious and one that's controversial. Matthew Kruser. We're not sure where he fits there anymore. He's had an unlucky career at Carlton. Mm. They're going okay without him.
He's had a guts of the hub.
Has he had enough?
He's left the hub.
Look, we've talked about Geelong needing a ruckman for a long time. We've talked about GWS needing a ruckman for a long time. Both of those teams would be mad not to have a look at someone like Matthew Kruser.
Yeah, he's not gonna cost
and
you
if
much.
You're trading with GWS, you could ask for one of those young mids that can't get a game. Xavier O'Halloran can't get a game. Caldwell and Haitley are in and out of that side. There's plenty of good options there from GWS. Geelong, they'd probably have to give up one of those picks that they got for Tim Kelly.
Yeah.
But the other one, before we move on...
Do you reckon you would? Like, what's Cruiser's value?
Yeah.
I think if you're Geelong or GWS, you're trying to win a flag. So if you have to give up a late first, you do it.
Yeah, I don't know that Carlton had pushed it. Would they push that hard? I mean, they haven't relied on him.
Trent Cotchin's here. How is Cotch 30 odd? Yeah,
he's just about done.
Yeah, he's just about done. I think he could nearly be done.
Yeah, so yeah.
Like another injury.
Yeah,
another
I don't think it costs you first. Who's your other one? Who's your controversial one?
My controversial one was Charlie Curnow. Like, just things aren't quite working there, injury and attitude wise. I looked at clubs that would desperately be keen for him. Hawthorn would be, Melbourne would be, Sydney would be, for various reasons. I don't know. I'm not sure it's going to work out with him in Carlton. Something's not right there. His attitude's obviously off. He's doing stupid things. He's injured all the time. But he's a special talent. And you could ask a lot. You could get a lot for Charlie Curnow.
Collingwood. So thrown up one who a couple of years ago would have got a lot more than he would now, which is Jamie Elliott.
Yeah, he's obvious one.
Yeah, he's kind of not the player that he was. There's other people doing his roles at the moment. I mean, one of them's out now. He's not coming back this year. But those guys have gone past him. Yeah. So what do you think you'd get for Jamie Elliott? Is it a second, or is it still?
No. He would be. I reckon Jamie Elliott. He signed a big contract and then didn't play. And I don't know if he's still on that contract, but in terms of output v cash at the moment, he'd be a long way down.
So you think Collingwood deal him for peanuts to get him off
Potentially to get him off the books would help. Yeah. They were pretty stacked, obviously, Collingwood. They're still trying to get to goalie over the line. Yeah. They've got a lot of players that they add. Darcy Moore, I think, is another one, maybe.
I think Darcy Moore's out of contract, yeah.
Yeah, like, so they need to sign those two blokes, and they're going to demand huge dollars. So it might even be a third rounder or something, and you're paying the full whack of the contract to try and open up.
His dad's doing the contract, isn't he, DeGoey?
I think his dad's himself and his dad's recommended. I did a side topic. I did my own contract at work the first time.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I was like, all right, I'm going to really intimidate them here in the account. And I said, I want an extra 10 grand and I want it paid next week or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, yep. I was like, That's what I've got.
He should have gone for more.
Oh no! I don't know what I could have gone for, but they laughed at me. They absolutely laughed in my face. Hey,
when you leave, you need to ask them what the real number was. Yeah. What would you have said yes to? Just say you know.
It was bad. It was embarrassing. But I reckon probably third rounder, but clear the books more than anything.
Yeah, I think that's how it'd work out.
We're done.
Good point. Essendon.
I've got the absolute, as you said, Brad Crouch was the obvious one. There's another obvious one. The second most or the most obvious one above Brad Crouch is Joe Danaher. He's played 11 games in 3 years, Joe.
Yeah,
11 games, 3 years, because he's not going to play this year. He's done his calf again. They were pushing for 2 first-round draft picks last year. I wouldn't be paying anything like that. I'd be paying a second rounder maximum.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
two firsts is what they could have got.
Yeah,
and I honestly reckon a second. And obviously, they're Sydney are the ones that have been chasing. But how is Sydney a good fit with McCartan, Blakey, Franklin's still going to be there for another 2 years? So yeah. How is Joe Danaher a good fit there? I've circled Collingwood as a good fit for Joe Danaher. Big club, big Melbourne club. You know what he's like in the big games. They need a forward. Like, Mychek fights incredibly well.
And he's kicked well. I think he's like third in the common or something this year.
But I think in terms of, and it's a different year this year, but traditionally a key forward they need. I don't know, Collingwood, Joe Danaher, if they've got money, if they can't sign DeGoey, if DeGoey leaves, there might be an opening point there for him.
Well, you're not really doing
it. It has to be a club like Collingwood or like Hawthorn, someone who thinks that their list is going toward doing something special. Because if you're Sydney and you're giving up 2 firsts, he might not play and you're mortgaging your future for a risk. Whereas if you're Collingwood or Hawthorn, let's say you do give up a first.
Because like, Hawthorn do stuff.
Hawthorn ain't giving up. Mate, Hawthorn ain't giving up firsts. They aren't giving up anything.
They probably already traded out all their future firsts.
Geez, he'd look good at Hawthorn, though, wouldn't he? Like, he'd make a lot of sense. A fit Joe Danaher would do a lot for that team. Like,
but that's the thing.
Would
like, you can't
fix all of their problems.
You can't count on a fit Joe. Like, Joe Danaher
games,
now,
3 years.
It's not like if you're building, you can't go in on a Danaher because it's
27.
Not a done deal.
27 start of next season.
Oh, is he going 27?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's older than I thought.
He fits that gun we were talking about a while ago when you look up and suddenly the bloke's 30 and you're like, he's going to be something.
He's done. Fremantle.
Is this Fremantle?
Yeah.
Fremantle. So I wrote down a few names here. That was no obvious one to me, but the one I'd look at if I was them, and this is going to piss off the Freo fans because they do still have high hopes, but Adam Chera for me is one that stands out as someone who's still, because he's young, he has the value.
Yeah,
he has a high pick.
Hasn't lost
he's
everything.
He's shown a little bit. No, he hasn't lost his value yet. Like another year of what he's doing now, he might start to drop in value. We've seen Brayshaw take a couple of steps forward. He looks the goods now. Mm. But Chera hasn't quite done that
yet. Yeah, he's taken like a half step.
And look, right now, if you cash out right now, let's say you're probably getting an early second, late first for him because he's a top five pick. And a team like – it would have to be a Victorian team, you'd assume. He'd probably want to go home. Hawthorn needs some youth. That would be a great way to get it in. Melbourne need – again, they need good young players. And North Melbourne have been trying to throw money at everybody. Yeah. I think Chera is someone they could absolutely get. It would make a lot of sense. And what if they could get something back for him.
What is Adam Chera?
Well, that's the problem.
I really feel for him because you look at so many – was he picked – five?
Yeah.
A lot of those players go into it, and Fremantle have been shitty the last few years.
Mm.
Why has he not gone into every centre bounce?
He started to more this season.
This year,
but
why is it like Sam Walsh the other day. You know I said I don't think he's been into a centre bounce in that game. He had not gone into a centre bounce. Yeah, like, why are we drafting these high kids and not throwing them to the absolute wolves? I'd rather see Adam Chera get destroyed 10 weeks in a row where you go, he's shit ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I don't know what he is. Yeah. He's played in a lot of nil all draws in defence.
Nick, what was that game? What was that game he played 2 years ago and he was best on?
Adelaide, 30. Yeah.
Adelaide. Just far out, he looked good in that game.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that since. We haven't seen anything close to that since.
No, but so I feel
I'm
for it.
Look, I'd like to give him more time, but I'm saying if you have to trade somebody, he's still got some value.
He's currency there. Geelong. So this is another one where, the value across the board about people who they might actually deal, it's a difficult one to figure out. I went with Quinny Narkle just because he's been in and out of that mid, and they're top heavy in the midfield. Obviously, they're not going to squeeze people out. Like, he's got value because he's shown what he can do in patches, but he's not getting picked every week.
I'd be lining up.
Yeah, this is my thing. Why is he not in the side somewhere? Why can't you find room?
We did his hamstring like the other day.
He was dropped.
I find it really hard to find too many ups on Geelong in terms of are you in the market? At Geelong, there's not many kids there.
No.
So what's the point of bringing in more? Like a few kids, because a few kids with none is not a lot. But then they're very top heavy with, you got to remember Jerker Jenkins and all those guys still aren't playing.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose probably four oldies at the end of the year.
Yeah, or Taylor and.
Gaz. So they're all gone. But so you're getting a second round or whatever for him.
But what are you putting that
to get a kid
into?
Or then to trade for an older guy?
They just keep trading to try to stay relevant.
Which is good.
What about this stupid scenario? Let's say Ablett, Selwood, all the guys want to go, fuck it, we'll go one more year. We'll go around one more year.
Yeah.
And Carlton come to you and say, here's Matty Cruiser and say a third round pick. Give us a quick knuckle. See, what would you do? And then let's say Matty Cruiser does his physical and he passes with flying colours. All of those hypotheticals would you do it?
They'd probably do that given their recent history, wouldn't they? Yeah. Although they haven't traded away many players.
There'll be a point where they go, we can't keep doing this. And I reckon it's the end of this year when are you putting all your eggs in Dangerfield's basket with no one else around him? Like Selwood's will be 32 or 33 next year.
Jeez.
Hawkins will be the same age. Like, they're very
old. Danger's 30 now, isn't he?
That's what I mean. Are you going all in on 32, 33-year-olds, the bigger champions have they been, and a 30-year-old best player?
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting next 5 years for Geelong, how they do this.
Gold Coast Suns, am I right?
Yeah, you're up.
Gold Coast Suns. Yep. So much class there, but I'm going to have to get rid of Brayden Fiorini.
Yeah, can't crack it.
Average 25 disposals last year. 25.
Remember last year we were talking about he's a very solid polished player. We were all in.
Yeah,
and now
we're
he's,
all in, and now he runs all out. But I looked at the names they bought in. Obviously, Anderson, Raoul, Greenwood, and Alice. That's four midfield kids playing. Well, no Anderson's roving around, ones. But there's four positions in the midfield that even if they're not starting in there, whenever they're looking for a change or whatever, I'll put Noah Anderson in there for a little bit more or whatever it is. So he's so far down the chain. He's going to be 23 at the end of the season. He's played 50 games. And I'm going to you, Nick, at Fremantle and going, would you take Braden Fiorini for a second round late pick?
Yeah, I think you would at Fremantle. I reckon he'd play well
over here.
Yeah.
I reckon he'd play well over here.
It's kind of like that James Aish. He's solid. Yeah. Like, Fremantle don't have too many players. No. They have a lot of boom or bust, and they don't have too many just like, you know what they're going to do every week.
Well, Ryan, the way I look at it is he could be the Greenwood for Frio in terms of, yeah, a solid inside midfielder.
Yeah.
You're probably not paying him a shitload, but Greenwood's been spectacular.
Oh, he's been huge.
He's been huge. Yeah.
Whereas, the weird thing is he's 23, like you said. Like, I assumed he was 25, 6, and they just gave up. But 23, and he showed a lot the last year and a half. He's got upside.
Maybe they're finally reaching
that can't get into that team.
The GWS. Gold Coast never got him before with that GWS position where they give away good young kids because they're like, just like, ah, we're fine.
Yeah. You
like,
line up and go, we'll take your fifth kid. Yeah, and it's still pick 18 in a draft 2 years ago.
Yeah, they're finally getting there.
Yeah, no, and they're pretty good last night as well.
Yeah, really good. Rankine, that's twice could have won the game.
Oh, man, you had like four shots in the end. Yeah. It was crazy.
Football follows him.
GWS, there's not a lot here that you desperately want to get rid of. But what they've done in the past, which we just sort of touched on, was they take the kids that they can't get games for and they get more high picks and they just keep regenerating. So, look, if I'm them, I just continue to do that. I look at it and I go, I've got Jai Caldwell, who has been playing this year, Jackson Hatley, who has been playing in and out this year, O'Halloran, who is a top 20 draft pick who can't get a game, hasn't made his debut yet. Often gets named in emergencies and Neefel bests on last year. So I'd be looking to continue to do what they're doing. Whether I could move one of those guys like a Caldwell or a Hatley and get a first back, which we've seen teams do. We've seen teams invest first-round draft picks in these kids that GWS can't use in the past. O'Halloran, you could probably get him pretty cheap if you were another club, and he's got a high pedigree. So if I'm GWS, there's not a lot that I would like to get rid of as such. But there's a lot of those picks that I don't want to waste. I don't want to just sit on my hands and go, oh, look, I'll just keep all these young, talented kids. I want to keep getting first-round picks year after year after year so I can keep regenerating.
I've got one for you.
Go.
What do you get for Jacob Hopper?
Get a first round.
Oh, you get a lot.
Can you bring in a small forward? Yeah, like a... you trade Hopper to Sydney, they need midfielders.
Yeah.
And then you throw in another first or something just to try and get Papley, because what Papley would be worth to GWS, Greater Western Sydney,
much more than Carlton.
Would be much more than Hopper, though. Like, he's a good player, and Hopper would blossom more in Sydney because he'll be almost the go-to man. Josh Kennedy's in there, Parker.
Yeah, I love that trade.
Yeah, that's actually great for both.
I just reckon that Hopper...
It would never happen.
No, but he's never going to jump in front of Whitfield, Cornelio, Kelly, Taranto.
Well, Tom Green's
coming
in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. The trade makes a lot of sense for both of those teams.
Speaking of that,
a lot of sense.
Ian Hill's officially changed his name to Bobby.
Has he?
I see it was in the season guide. I saw him out B. Hill. I'm like, that's not his name.
Bobby Hill's
it's gone. Ian's done. Who's up next is Hawthorn. Yeah, another tough one. Like, there's not too many.
There's no value.
There's no value around. The one I settled on was maybe Ben McAvoy. Yes. Like, because he's a ruck.
Is he?
Well, could he ruck centre half back? Slash. Like, that's. And clubs need rucks all over the place. Like,
the Geelong GWS.
Geelong GWS would probably go for something like that. Yeah, it's nothing.
He'd be old.
He's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 30.
You're not getting much for it.
He's a great team leader character in a football club, like a real stand-up citizen.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think anyone would fall out for like, I don't think anyone would go for it.
You don't think anyone would? What about
this one? What if you're the Giants and you go, okay, here's
someone would have to ask for him.
And a fourth-round draft pick for Ben McAvoy. Like, you'd do it. Well, like, then, if you're Hawthorn, you'd do
it. But you're just doing what you've done with Mummy, and you're doing what you've done with Sam Jacobs, and they're going to do it with McAvoy.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't worked.
You're just trying to catch lightning in a bottle for a year.
Yeah,
have they drafted a ruck?
Not off the top of my
head. Yeah, they got that Flynn bloke. They got that Flynn who apparently can play, but they never seem to want to play him. So obviously can't play that well.
Well, that's it.
They don't tend to.
Clubs are like, if you can't draft an absolute superstar ruck, just get any ruck.
What about Tom Mitchell?
You think they'd give him
up? Out there call.
You think they'd give him up?
Well, you've got James Warple, who's 21, and he's playing like a busted ass at the moment. Won their best and fairest last year. Was getting mid-30s.
Mm.
Now he's second fiddle. And, like, they need a rebuild. And this is not a trade Tom Mitchell situation.
Yeah,
it's like Clark goes moved Hodge, Mitchell, Lewis,
they were at the back end.
Birchall. No, I know that, but I mean, there's no sentiment in football for Clarkson. It's like, thank you, you've served. Tom Mitchell's a Brownlow medalist and superstar. Or would you train James Warple to get something that they need in? Because there's old bodies everywhere. And like, as I said, Tom Mitchell was the best midfielder in the competition 2 years ago before he broke his leg. But is him and Warple in the same team ever going to work?
Holding Warple back.
Yeah. Who won the best of Paris last year?
Something's not working, the problem with Mitchell is because of the leg and because of the type of player he is, you're never going to get full value in a trade because people look at him like Buckley did and just say, well, you can have 50 touches. They never quite see the full value of him. So you might not get what you should.
Melbourne.
Is this North?
No, Melbourne.
Melbourne Footy Club, the obvious one I thought might have been Brayshaw. But I'm not going to go Brayshaw. I still can't work out what's going on there. But Jaden Hunt. Remember Jaden Hunt?
Oh, yeah, with Headband Hunt.
Is he still a thing?
Yeah, Headband Hunt. He's off half back. He's half forward.
Yeah.
He's played 71 games. He's only averaging 5 disposals this year. He had a season where he kicked 21 goals. When he was half back and he was half forward, I nominate that he could be a small, cheap little fix to West Coast. With Willy Rioli, obviously, copping his 4 years.
You'd do it.
I reckon Hunt's not the worst player.
What do you have to pay?
Third or fourth?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Fourth, bugger all. I think Hunt's been around enough, played 71 games, that he can serve a purpose. You're not trading for the best top 15 player in your team. You're trading for above 15. Willy Rioli, I think they desperately need a little bit more spark and spunk, and he can do that. He's a little bit uncanny. He's got speed. He can go off half back too.
The fact that we know him, he's never really done much, but we know him. That shows you something, doesn't it?
Yeah, we know him. The other one I thought might, in a similar vein, is Neil Bullen. He just hasn't fired. We've seen it, but we haven't seen it
the
recently.
Barometer.
And I think he could actually have an impact somewhere if he gets in the right situation. They've got a heap of players like that. They've got, I reckon you could have 10 players that you could say maybe they need a fresh start somewhere else and maybe they've got some value.
Yeah.
But like, I like the West Coast for Hunt thing. They do just need to keep stacking like they did with Jermaine Jones, and that kind of worked.
Yeah, what was the Willy Rioli situation before we move on quickly? The Instagram. He's only got 4 years, isn't he?
Someone set him off.
He's not playing AFL again.
Yeah, but also, like, no one ever said you cheated, mate. You just pissed in the – like, you put stuff in the piss.
I think he's just riding that roller coaster. Like, he's going to go through days where he thinks the world's against him, and he's going to go through other days where he's okay. So, it's a horrible situation. North Melbourne, oh, man, see, this could have gone in 15 directions. I know everyone's talking about Ben Brown, and I looked at him for a second. I thought, Sydney, Hawthorn, Melbourne, Geelong, the usual suspects would all probably – kill for a key forward like him. But I'm probably going to go the other way and look at trading maybe someone like Sean Higgins.
Geelong came last year, didn't they?
Yeah. Are they a year too late? And
he's still got some value somehow, despite, I think he's, what, 32, 33? Yeah, like, he's a really good player.
He's a very Geelong he's still really good. Player.
It's a very Geelong trade.
It's a very Geelong trade, yeah.
No, I heard Damien Barrett say on his podcast, The Board, or what's it called? The sounding board. The people inside North Melbourne were pissed off that they kept Higgins and
Goldstein
when options were available, and I reckon the boat's probably sailed. But they've both had really good years.
Yeah,
they're two of at least their problems.
I stopped focusing on looking at the Kangaroos for a couple of weeks. I look up there in crisis. Yeah, you suck. They suck.
I've never seen a team kick a football worse than they did on the weekend.
Yeah.
When Robbie Tarrant's doing your kick-ins, is that a piss take?
Yeah.
But he's their best kick down there. Like, they are a bit unsure of what they are at the moment.
Yeah.
You get like a second rounder, I suppose, for those, would you?
You would.
You take whatever you can get at this point. Like, I even had Jack Zeebel on the list. I had Zeebel on the list as a possible sell. Like, we've never seen Zeebel deliver exactly what he expects. You could actually get something for him.
What do you get for Ben Brown?
Oh, you asked for a first. Have to get a first.
He's
been in the fight a few years in a row.
He kicked 60 4 years in a row. You'd ask for a top 10, but you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon you would.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon you would. I don't know how old he is.
Pretty desperate.
Oh, mate, imagine Kennedy retires and Ben Brown goes to full forward at West Coast, just thinking off the top of my head.
I think he's getting old.
Is he getting too old?
I think that he's old enough that the question mark this year is like, is he out of form or is this the start?
I hate that he doesn't get up the ground when he's
quiet. Just gets on the ground when he has a set shot.
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide. That's me. This one is another, like,
yeah.
weird one. Like, who do they give up? Well, the one which comes up every time he comes out of contract is Sam Pepper, because his form's up and down.
Yeah.
He's going alright at the moment, though, is the problem. Maybe they can do without him. Like, they've got another couple.
Oh, I think they can do without him.
Yeah, but I think they can do without him. You know, the other one I thought of was even Ollie Wines. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
if Ollie right Wines hadn't been captain of the footy club, it'd be so much easier to move him. It'd be an obvious thank you for your time. We'll take your first round pick, Essendon, or whatever it was.
Because you can get.
But hasn't he done enough now to eliminate the fact that he was captain? That the surf, the skiing incidents, the stuff with the journo, like just the stupid stuff that he keeps stuffing up. Like, hasn't the captaincy thing now gone, okay, well, you're a former captain, now we can trade you?
No, like, I know, absolutely. No, of course you can, but I reckon you still look at it going, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It reflects a little bit on them.
I'd like to get some feedback on this from Port fans, whether they, like, how they feel about it, whether they
I've got a mate who's a Port fan, and I think he wants him traded.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Well, but also, the way Port play, Ollie Wines really isn't the way Port
He's the
play.
Inside ball, yeah, whipping it everywhere.
Yeah, where you got like Boak and then flying around.
Hey, do you know who'd be great for Ollie Wines? Would be Fremantle.
Yeah, another one, big like body, that. Just someone who you can lock in and go. You're going to be in 25 set of bounces.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
He's just a hard little bastard, and like he's going to give him 5 or 6 years. Man, I'd love to see him.
Then you could send Fife forward to make it defence shit itself. Something like.
Oh no, you put Flea Fife in there, mate.
No, but then you could swap him out.
It's like Parmigiana theory, mate. Leave him in there. You can't. he's not a good set. Why are we putting these midfielders forward?
I'm talking about for time, so that because they don't have anyone else who scares people. Fremantle down forward.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everyone will be frightened when the ball's inside the other 50, and he's standing 150 metres from the footy.
Stretches the field, mate. Richmond.
Richmond, now I'm going to move on. We've been speaking about Ruckman a fair bit, about who is of trade value.
They're very tradable, Ruckman, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I'm going to take... How old do you reckon Toby Nankervis is? Nank.
He's only like 25, isn't he?
25 years old. Two-time premiership player, Toby Nankervis. I think he is very tradable. I think he serves a purpose. But Big Marv. Big Marv, the old Chol, is who I'm investing in.
As the ruck.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon that I can see enough out of him to be athletic. And he's playing well up forward and everywhere he's going
at the
moment.
It's the same theory, isn't it? If you don't have a superstar ruck, just find one that works.
But I reckon Chol could be a star.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he could be. Okay. I reckon he could be a star.
I love this. And they like Stoldo a bit too. And that Coleman Jones can apparently play a bit.
Yeah.
He's in a ruck. They don't need Nankervis. This is the best one. Trading Nankervis makes the most sense of anything we've done so far.
74 games. And, of course, guess what club officer?
Geelong.
Geelong.
But, no, that could be a Greater Western Sydney.
It really could
be. He could almost circle back to his old club in Sydney. But I think that, Nankervis, 74 games, 25 years old. He's still in his prime, but I don't think he's going to get any better. I think
he is what he is.
He served his purpose. Won 2 flags and was... Remember the load he had to take for the first couple?
Yeah.
Because Sean Grigg was his right-hand man.
Yeah.
So, well, and you already, I think he got dropped at the start of the year or something, or he didn't get in the team.
If you were him,
you'd also be looking over your shoulder going, I've got a couple of flags. Could I get a payday?
Yeah.
Go play every week. Go to Geelong. And, mate, GWS would be perfect because they wouldn't just get the one-year rental like they've had with Mumford and Jacobs. They get 5 or at least 4.
Yeah, we're signing a reasonable contract, yeah.
Yeah, the only reason you wouldn't do it if you're Richmond is you don't want to help out the Giants who are going to be competing.
Jeez, I'm really happy with how my trades have gone. The players I've identified.
St Kilda.
I've got a long list here of St Kilda. They've got a weird list where they've got a bunch of guys that are probably relevant that they don't need. I've got Luke Dunstan on the list. I've got Shane Savage on the list. I've got Dylan Robertson and I've got Jimmy Webster. Now, I've settled on Webster because I really like Jimmy Webster. I've always thought he was an asset. I thought he was a really good kicker of the footy. He's a lefty. And I just reckon there's a lot of clubs that could use good kickers.
Do you have his age?
Talked about North, not. I think he's 27.
Okay.
Maybe 26, maybe 27.
Okay.
I reckon you mentioned North Melbourne, terrible kicker that footy, the whole team. They need good kickers. Adelaide need good kickers. I think a team like Brisbane, they've looked for guys like this, like Hodge, Birchall. I know Webster doesn't have the pedigree that they do, but he's an experienced defender. He's a good user of the footy. Even teams like Carlton, they could use more experienced level heads off halfback. There's so many teams that would line up for a Jimmy Webster type. And you wouldn't have to pay a lot to get him, but if you're St Kilda, you clearly don't need him. He's been fit all year and they haven't played him. There's other guys that have gone way past him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't have even thought about him being on the list. No. He looks like he could do a job too. I don't know. He seems like a reasonable-sized midfielder who could go to a fife or someone if need be. Like,
it might be one of those ace situations in and out of the side. He's like, sees an opportunity somewhere. So
yeah. Like I saw Jack Newham's on the weekend kick a good goal against, I always say, was it Brisbane? They were playing at the Gabba, whoever they're playing. Port Adelaide.
Everybody's playing at the Gabba.
Port Adelaide. It's like that. You've played a fair bit of football at St Kilda. He's 27 years old. He'll be 28, middle. He just turned. Just turned 27.
Loney get dropped this week?
Yeah, did you see Loney a couple of times? He's a hog.
Oh, yeah.
He's so hoggy.
Yeah.
And they called him out in the commentary and dropped. So there was an out in the full, and it was a right footer's kick.
Oh, he took the kick. Yeah, wasn't it Billings or something?
Gresham, maybe. Might have been Gresham.
And Loney, no, wasn't it Butler?
It was Butler. But then he raced over and stole the kick and then shanked it.
Yeah.
And then he wobbled a few other ones and,
The typical park football.
Sydney.
Mikey. Sydney. There's the standout one here that's going to happen in some respect, which is Papley.
The pap smear.
Yeah, he wants out, obviously.
Yeah, hasn't he got like 8 years left on his contract?
Yeah, he signed like a 4 or 5 deal.
he signed four, but he had two left.
And then he just
wanted
straight out. Yeah, because it was activated. It was like a clause that activated. A couple of
triggers.
It was never going to happen last year, even though Carlton were coming so hard.
Did you know Papley was going to be... last year he showed signs. He dominated West Coast in a game.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was this consistently good. He's... next to Charlie Cameron, like the best small forward in the competition.
Yeah, they're 1 and 2, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%.
And he's doing it. He's doing it with a lot less help than what Charlie's got as well.
Oh yeah, he has to lead the whole thing at the moment.
He's a key forward at 4'1".
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is he still leading the Coleman medal? I think he is.
He could be.
Yeah,
crazy. So you've got to pay more for
him.
He's
top 10 draft pick. He's a top 10 draft pick.
Yeah, you got to shift it. And like we were talking about that. Was it GWS? GWS.
Yeah.
Great fit over there.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. He's a top tenner. You just got to give it. And crazy how he's got so many years in his contract, but he's a bloody good footballer, and I'm surprised he's got to the level
and
he has.
You're never going to get more for him than you are now.
Yeah, I thought he was a little bit, Rhino, kicked 8 against Hawthorn on debut or in his second game.
Wearing Ted Richards' number?
Ronk. I thought he was a version of like him and Ben Ronk were just a similar sort of go, get it, bit of energy. The pap smear's gone way past
deal,
it. Yeah, he's the real deal. He's frighteningly good.
Papley plays like he plays like a man who's 6'8". Not in the way he plays, but his confidence and his
attitude.
And
I love the shit talking.
He plays like he's the biggest. You just know if he went to prison, he'd go up to the biggest bloke and just fight him right there. Yeah. He's that kind of guy.
Punch him before getting punched.
West Coast.
Correct.
So West Coast, I was a little bit unsure about this one because he's one of my favourite players. I'm moving Jake Waterman.
Are you?
Off. Yeah, I am only because... No, I love him. I think he could be a really good player.
Adds a lot to their forward line.
But it hasn't been in the team a lot over the last couple of years. He's far too good for waffle footy. He can lead. He kicked 2 good goals on the weekend.
Good energy, dude.
Good
well,
energy. Good popular person.
West Coast looks so much better when he's in the
I agree so much.
He just does so much for them.
So you've got, like, obviously Darling's going to be there for another 3 or 4 years. Kennedy's not, but he's not going to play that role. So you look at that, and then you've got you're missing out on Oscar Allen. So he's going to be in front. They've invested in Oscar Allen. That's pretty obvious. And he's not tall enough to be the key forward. So I think, you know, if I'm getting a late second, third for Jake Waterman, I would give that up for a club to get him in. And I don't know which one. But
if you're another club, you'd give that,
Late second, early
third.
He'd
have to agitate. They wouldn't get rid of him at West Coast, would they?
No, they wouldn't. But I think for him, how many times? He's been there for now.
Yeah, how many times did you get dropped?
Can you be in the mix? Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so
West Coast is a difficult one because there's not a lot on that list that they want to move because they're in that window. And they're fringe. They haven't got a deep fringe. Like, he's probably the one that sometimes gets left out and comes back in. Cheese, the other one, but he's not. Yeah. He hasn't got any value. Mm. But yeah, you're right. Like, the Waterman, man, every time he comes into that team, he has the energy. He might not be the best player or even the 15th best player, but what he does is he seems to open everything up.
Works his ass off.
Yeah, 100%. He'll be a 150-game player if he gets the right opportunity.
Dogs.
The Western Bulldogs. This one was super obvious to me. There's a guy who has got a premiership. He's shown that he's a really good player when he's on. He can't seem to stay in that team. His form's all up and down. Toby McLean. He's got to go. They've got to get something for him while he's still got name value, and I think he still does.
What are you getting
for him? There's a lot of clubs. Well, I think you're probably getting a second rounder for him still, maybe a mid to late second rounder. Like, this guy's still young. He's, what, 23? He's got a flag, as I said.
He'll be 25 by start of season next year.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd still give him hope. I still think he played what? How many games has he played? What, 70? 75?
Yeah, something like that. Sorry, I'm just looking through
it. So if you're Adelaide and you're just trying to find anyone who can play, like just to start just stockpiling guys who can play AFL footy, I'd like him there. I'd like him at North, add a bit more X factor.
Has he got a bit of Bush Larkin in him? Does he give a bit out?
Yeah, he's a little bit of an aggro. I was going to say something.
You were about to say something else.
Mark Robinson sort of lot areas.
Yeah,
I like him. I still think he's got something to offer, but the Bulldogs clearly don't. So that they need to move on him now. Other than Nankervis, this guy makes the most sense as a tradable asset, someone that can be moved, should be moved, probably wants to be moved, and has value.
He's played about 80 games, is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, someone to give a late second.
Averages about 20 disposals throughout his career. That's pretty good going.
What about West Coast kicks goals? He could play that role. I mean,
mate, GWS, he's got that sort of. If you play him as a half forward in that mongrel role, like you're right. I'm sold. I'll have him. What am I giving up?
Late second.
Just give me a mid to late second. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, right. I'm sold. I'll take that. Yeah, I will take that. I didn't realize he averaged 20 disposals throughout his career. That's not bad going for someone who would have played second or third fiddle even when he's in rotation. Even when you're into the four that's in the center square, you're definitely not number one in that four ever.
That's your man.
And he's had some big games. I reckon if you went down his list of games, I reckon you'd see some 3 or 4 goal performances in there. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. What'd you ask?
Oh, your man Bailey Smith last night.
Yeah, I'm off his haircut, mate. I can't have it.
He's getting quite a lot. Like, when does it stop?
What do you reckon the most goals in a game he's kicked?
Who, Toby?
Tobes.
I was going to say 4, but I feel like there might be a 5 in there.
He's kicked 3 once.
Oh, really? I should be Toby McLean's manager.
He's played 4 games this year, 3 wins and a loss to Carlton, which was bad, averaging about 15 disposals. It hasn't been a great year for him.
He's in and out. They're up on 3rd now on the ladder, aren't they?
Yeah, 3rd. They played.
Yeah, they're going okay.
Played okay last night. I felt Gold Coast played better than them.
Yeah, they just couldn't get it done.
They're just rattling off.
Debutants are playing every week for the Dogs. Like Porter's playing. This Vandermeer bloke looks good.
Wait, coming
in ahead of Tope.
What's the young blonde kid's
name? Waitman.
The little Flea's boy. He was good.
Loves a duck. I don't mind.
Stop hating on a strong kid that's just too strong for the opposition.
He fell over when he ran into the umpire.
That was damning, actually, when the commentators go, might want to put on a bit of weight.
All right, boys, what are we looking forward to? Are we happy about forever? Like footy every day forever?
Yes. Gives me something to do, mate. I think during the cricket season, I'm some sort of cricket expert watching the Big Bash every night. So imagine how big our heads will be talking footy every day.
When you've actually seen every game.
The only concern is to get, like, if footy's on every night and you want to watch it every night, it's a lot to sort of ask of, like, getting the TV or watching it on your phone. Do you know what I mean? The payback to the other half.
Is it up for debate in your joint?
Oh, you just got...
I tend to watch it on my phone.
Yeah, I've got the iPad going.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Your kid's not of age yet where they dictate the television.
I just spit him out the back. He goes in the bedroom and watches Moana. Welcome. or Lion King's at the moment. That's the current one.
I still get so sad.
I get so sad when...
the dad dies.
And Scar has the chance to save Mufasa.
You just know.
And then Simba returns. Sorry, we've gone off now. Righto. What are we?
All right. Well, we might as well wrap it up there.
Before I give another movie review on a movie that's been around for 25 years.
I am interested in that. I'll see you in
You're
studio.
Out.
We're at Exeter's house, wherever we are.
Good on you, mate.
Can you wear normal pants at the moment, or are you going to have you coming to work with some weird
I can
shorts?
I wear normal pants, but I'm pretty restricted in my walking capability.
How much pus came out?
We'll see. I don't know. They didn't show me, but it would have been a lot. But judging by the size of the golf ball, because I was under and I was out. I was out cold. They had to put me out.
Oh, what? You soft cock. Mate, you've been knocked out to pop a pimple. Oh, my. Sorry. You are a journo. I got to go. You tried to weasel your way in there with some good footy chat, and then you reminded us all you're a softy some journalist.
Really tough. Mate, it was the size of my head.
Oh, pig's ass. Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. We'll see you next time.